The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nozir Daf Zayin. Rabbanan de Kisri Amri, Minayin She'en Meinin Yomim Lishonim. How do we know that when we create a halachic year, all the days have to be grouped in months? We cannot have any loose days in a year. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, L'chodshei Hashana, to the months of the year. Chadoshim mechashrim l'shanim, months make up a year. V'lo yomim l'shanim, days cannot be part of a year. All days must first be put into months, and months will create a year. This halacha is an extremely important halacha in the sugya of Ibur Hashana of Shanim Uberes. The halacha is, the Rambam explains very clearly at the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodshei Hashana Heim Chodshei HaLevana. The months that Klal Yisrael uses are lunar months. Shenemar Oilas Chodesh B'Chodshei. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh is brought b'chodshei when something is new. There's a new happening in the Bria, which is referring to the newness of the month, b'chidushei, in the newness of the month, unlike solar months, which really nothing exists. They're just an object of convenience to group 31 days into one grouping and call it a month. However, the Oilas Chodesh is brought b'chodshei, when there is a physical taifa in the Bria of newness, referring to the Chiddush HaLevana. The Nemar and the Pasuk also says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim, and Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon, and he said, Kozeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. That look at the moon and start a new Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. The Torah teaches us very clearly that the months that Klal Yisrael counts are lunar months. We then have a mitzvah say daraisa, shomer es chodesh aviv. Make sure that Pesach comes in the chodesh aviv, in the season that the tefuah is becoming ripe. How do we reconcile these two chiyuvim? If we are going to count lunar months, 12 lunar months, what's going to happen is Pesach is going to move back be'erach 11 days every year. The 12 lunar months is around 354 days. The average solar year is around 365 days. And what's going to happen is, if we count 12 lunar months, every year the Yom Tovim will fall be'erach 11 days earlier. That means that if Pesach were to fall on April 1st, in 3 years, it would fall be'erach on March 1st, another 3 years in February 1st, etc., etc. Pesach would cycle around the year. Because we have a mitzvah, say, Shomer es Chodesh Aviv, we make sure that Pesach takes place in the spring season. We therefore have to do something in order to postpone Pesach. The easiest solution would be to go ahead and make a year of 12 months and 11 days. Therefore, everything would work out perfect. We can make sure that Pesach comes out in the correct season, and we can still count lunar months. Comes along our Gemara, and our Gemara teaches us, no, that would not be a solution to count 12 months and 11 days and call that a year, because Chadoshim Atamayne L'shanim V'lo Yomim L'shanim. Months are the components of a year. However, loose days, not in months, cannot be part of a year. And therefore, what we do is we add a 13th month. Every 2 to 3 years, we add a 13th month. And thereby, keeping Pesach in the spring, keeping Pesach in the Chodesh Aviv. The Brisker Rav, in his Sefer on the Rambam, he explains that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam how to understand the mitzvah of Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. And because of this machlokes, they have machlokes in several Gemaras, which refer to the various sugyas of Ibur Shana. The shita of the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Shomer es Chodesh Aviv is not a halacha in Hilchas Pesach. per se, that Pesach must take place in the spring. But rather, the Torah is informing us in the Pasuk of Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv that Klal Yisrael, although they count lunar months, they must count solar years. And since they must count solar years, so lunar months and solar years, as we explained, is a bit of a contradiction. They don't work. The answer is the Ibur Shana system, making a Shana Muberes every 2 or 3 years. However, the mitzvah of Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is not a Pesach halacha, but rather it is a halacha in the halachas of the calendar. The Ram at the beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh says as follows. After Halacha Aleph, which we mentioned before, that Chodshei HaShana Heim Chodshei HaLavona, the Rambam says, the Kama Yisei Rishnasa Chachama Al Shnas HaLavona. I'm sorry. The Rambam says, V'ashonim Sh'onu Mechashvim Heim Shnei HaChama. Again, Chodshei HaShana Heim Chodshei HaLavona. The first Halacha the Rambam says is that the months of the year are lunar months. V'ashonim Sh'onu Mechashvim, and the years that we count, Heim Shnei Chama, or solar years. Shenemar Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv. From Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv, we learn out that Klal Yisrael must count a solar year. The Rambam then goes on to say, the Kama Yisei Rishnasa Chom Chama Al Shnas Halavona, how much longer is the solar year than the lunar year? Karev Me'echad Asayim, around 11 days. Therefore, the Rambam says, when we end up with Be'erach 30 days of falling behind, we add a month, that is called a Shanim Uberes, and the Rambam concludes, She Efshel Liyas HaShana Shneim Osar Chodesh, V'kach V'kach Yomim, we are not allowed to make a year of so many months and so many days. She'nemar L'Chodshei HaShana Chadoshim Atamayne L'Shanim V'Atamayne Yomim. Months, one can count for years. Loose days cannot be hanging in a year. When the Rambam gets the Perek Dalet, and he starts teaching us the halachas, how to decide when we add a month, so again, we find the same expression in the Rambam that we count solar years. The Rambam starts off like this. Al shleisha simonim me'abrim es hashana. There are three simonim which Bezdin uses in order to figure out whether this year has to be a leap year. Al ha'tekufa. Va'al ha'oviv va'al peiros ilan. Tekufa, oviv, and peiros ilan. First of all, what Bezdin does is, they cheshbon, using the cheshbonos which are passed down, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, the astronomic cheshbonos, and Bezdin figures out, when is Tkufas Nisan going to be? When is the spring going to start? And if it's going to be on the 16th day of Nisan, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that already is enough of a reason to push off the Yom Tovim, to make an Ibriyar, because the halacha is that spring must start at least on the first day of Pesach. Part of the first day of Pesach must be in the spring. The next, and the Rambam says, that is the primary siman, that the tekufa, that the winter season has extended until the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, that is the first reason to make a Ibriyar. If astronomically the beginning of the spring season is going to start on Chol HaMoed, not all 7 days of Pesach will be partially within the spring. The first day also has to be partially within the spring. We make a Shana Muberes. We must push off the Yom Tovim. We must make an Ibiyar. That's the first siman. And that siman, the Rambam says, is enough by itself. The Ram goes on to say that there are two other simonim. If we see that the tfua has not yet ripened, and if we see that the peiros, which usually are sprouting forth in Nisan, have not yet sprouted forth, then again we say it is not yet the Chodesh Aviv, it is not yet spring, and therefore we must push off Pesach and we must make an Ibir. So after the Rambam says that we are going to check the Tekufa, we are going to check the Peres Ha'ilon, and we are going to check the Aviv, the Rambam ends like this. The Elohein HaDvarim Shein Iker, these are the main reasons, Shem Abrim B'Shilom, that we make an Ibiyar because of them, Kidei Sheyu HaShonim Shnei HaCham, in order to make the years into solar years. Again, the Rambam is learning very clearly that the mitzvah of Ibur Shana, although the point which the Torah describes the solar year is by describing Pesach coming out in the spring, but that the Rambam holds is only a description. But in actuality, it's a halacha in the years that we count. We count solar years. Tekufa is even more important than Aviv, because Tekufa is really the absolute cheshvan of whether it is a solar, whether which season it truly is. And therefore, since the years are solar years, the halacha is that we push off Pesach, we add a 13th month into this year, because our years must be solar years. The Rambam then goes on to say, the Yesham Dvar Machirim, that there are other things, Shahayu Bezin Ma'arim B'Shilam B'Pnei Atzarech. There are other reasons which Bezin has the right to be Ma'aber the Shana, even though technically they're not M'chuyiv to be Ma'aber the Shana, because in this particular year, Pesach will come out in the spring, and therefore our Shnois HaChama are in sync. However, Bezin has the right to go ahead and to Ma'aber B'Pnei Atzarech. The Elohein. If the roads are still muddy, the early regalim can't travel, or, for example, if the bridges are still out, and if the people are going to come to the early regal, there's going to end up being k'tachshash sakana, and let's say the ovens to roast the carbonized Pesach are too moist because of the rainy season. All of these reasons are enough to go ahead and to be ma'aver the shana. And this is called Ibur Shana L'Tzerech. This is called that you're being ma'aver the shana, not because Bezin was mechuyev to because of the mitzvah Shomer Eschai L'Shaviv, but rather this is called Ibur Es HaShana L'Tzerech. One is ma'aver shana because it is necessary. So, basically, the shita of the Rambam is that Shomer Chodesh Aviv is a halacha in the calendar, and halacha in the calendar, we have to have solar years, and that is the primary reason that we are Ma'aber the Shana. However, Bezin has the right to go ahead and be Ma'aber the Shana L'Tzarech. The Briskerov explains in great detail that Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that the year that we use is a lunar year. However, there's additional halacha that we learn from Shomer Chodesh Aviv, that there's halacha in Hilchas Pesach, or Hilchas Me'adim, that Pesach must take place in the spring, and that Sukkos must take place in the fall, and therefore we are Ma'aber the Shana in order to make sure that the Yom Tovim take place in the proper season. The Briskerov quotes a Rashi in Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara over there discusses being Ma'aber Es HaShana L'Tzerech, that what Bezin has the, makes an Ibriyar because it is necessary. Rashi over there says, what is an example of the Tzerech being used for being Ma'aber the Shana? Rashi says, B'pnei Ha'aviv, B'pnei HaTkufa, U'peiras Ha'ilon. That Ibur Shana Mipnei HaTzerech, when Bezin adds a Shana Mubaris because it is necessary, the example given is either because of the Tekufa, Aviv, and Peres Ilan. The primary reasons of Ibur Shana, Rashi calls that Bezin's right to Ma'abres HaShana Mipnei HaTzerech, and the Gemara compares that to Bezin having a right to add an extra day to a month, to make a month of 29 days into a month of 30 days, Mipnei HaTzerech. If Bezin has the right to go ahead and be Ma'aber HaShana Mipnei HaTzerech, Bezin too has the right to be Ma'aber the Chodesh Mipnei HaTzerech. The example given is, when Bezdin is Ma'arba the Shana because of Tekufa, Aviv, and Peiris Ilon, the primary reasons for Ibr Shana. The Briska Rav explains that Rashi is Lashitasai and the Rambam is Lashitasai. The Rambam learns that Shomer is Chodesh Aviv is a halacha in the calendar. Therefore, when we add the Ibiyar for to make sure the Yom Tovim come out in season, that's not called playing around with the calendar. That's not called being Ma'aber Es Hashana L'Tzeirach. That is the calendar. Therefore, we cannot learn from the fact that Bezdin makes an Ibr Shana that they can play around with the years, that they can play around with the months. Bezdin is not playing around with the years, but rather, Bezdin is defining the years. However, according to Rashi, that the years are lunar years, just Bezdin as halacha, to get involved and change years, the mitzvah of Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is to change the year. So from there we can say that the same way Bezdin has the ability to change years, Bezdin also has the ability to change months. After bringing several rayas to Shitas Rashi, the Rashi learns that Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is a mitzvah in the Yom Tovim, not a halacha in the calendar. The Briska Rav concludes the piece with a fascinating statement. And the Briska Rav says as follows, there's a famous machlokes, Bizman Hazeh, how do we have Ibr Yars? We do not have a Bezdin to go ahead and be Ma'arba the Shana. The Rambam learns that there's halacha l'mayishim Yisinei. There's halacha l'mayishim Yisinei, that when there is a Bezdin, so then the Ibr Shana is Alpi the Bezdin. When there is no Bezdin, then the Ibr Shana is according to the Cheshman. That's halacha l'mayishim Yisinei, the Rambam says. When there is a Bezdin, the Ibr Shana is totally in Bezdin. When there is no Bezdin, the Ibr Shana is totally in the Cheshvan. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, the only way to Ma'abra the Shana is with a Bezdin. The reason why we have Ibr Shanim today is because Hillel Hanasi, the great-grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was the last Bezdin Samoch, they went ahead and they were Ma'aber all the years until Mashiach comes, at Seif Kaldeirs. But Ibr Shana can only take place by a Bezdin. The Rambam holds that the Halacha Meishim Sinai, when there's no Bezdin, that Ibr Shana takes place because of the Cheshbon. And the Ramban says, no, Ibr Shana needs Dafka a Bezdin. Zot the Briska Rav, that the Rambam is Lashitasai, and the Ramban is going in Shitas Rashi. The Rambam who holds that the mitzvah Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is not a mitzvah to go ahead and change things around, to add and subtract, to add. But rather, Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is a definition. It defines our years as solar years. So since we define our years as solar years, so they always have to be solar years. If you have a Bezdin, Bezdin will get involved. If you don't have a Bezdin, then the Halacha L'mayish Pesinai says that there's a way that every 2 to 3 years, according to the Cheshbon, an Ibiyar is necessary. An Ibiyar comes into the year. Because the Havanah Sa'inyan is that it's a definition of the years that we have. Bezdin, a Gevaldikus Chos, Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chadoshim, Klal Yisrael is Shalit on the Teva, all the Graysa in Yonim and Limudim, which we have in the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, in the Mitzvah of Ibr Shana. But ultimately, the Mitzvah of Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is not only is it a mitzvah, it's a definition. It's a definition that our years are solar years. If our years are solar years, that will happen and could happen without Bezdin. The Halacha L'mayish Mizinai says that through the Cheshbonis, we Cheshbon the Ibiyars. However, according to the Ramban, Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv is a mitzvah on Bezdin. It can't happen by itself. The calendar was never changed. Really, we have 12-month lunar years. That's the calendar that Klal Yisrael has. Klal Yisrael then has an additional mitzvah, Shomer Es Chodesh Aviv, to get involved, to change the calendar. Only a Bezdin was given the right to change the calendar. Therefore, in order for us to have Ibn Yaros today, we needed a Bezdin to get involved. According to the Rambam, it's a definition. Definitions are built into the system. According to the Ramban, it's a change. So therefore, one can argue that we need a Bezdin, even Ad Hayyim, the last existing Bezdin, to make those changes. I just wanted to conclude with a short thought Rashi learns that the mitzvah of Shomer Chodesh Aviv is a halacha in Hilchas Pesach, that Pesach must take place in the spring. We are not defining the Jewish calendar, so to say, but rather we are a new mitzvah say that Pesach must be in the spring. The Pasuk in Parashas Bo teaches us, Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh aviv. Today, you are leaving Mitzrayim in the spring. Rashi says, V'chiloy hayu yoydim b'eiz ha'chodesh yatsu. The Klal Yisrael didn't know when they went out. Elakach omolehem. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, Ru'u chesed shegamalchem. Look at this tremendous chesed which the Rabbi Shalom did to you. Shehoitzi etzchem b'chodesh shu kotcher lotzeis bay. That the Rabbi Shalom took you out in a month which is a good month to leave. The weather is beautiful. Loi chama, not too hot. Loi tzina, not too cold. Loi gishamim, not too rainy. The roads aren't wet. V'cheinu oimer, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Moitzi asirim b'kaishores. The Rabbi Yishlaim took Klal Yisrael out b'kaishores, Chodesh shu kosher lotzeis, the month which the weather is perfect to leave. Rashi learns that the mitzvah of Shomer Chodesh Aviv, the mitzvah of Shalom Uberes, is to teach Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out on a beautiful spring day. Why is that important? Klal Yisrael is a Mitzrayim. Concentration camp, Beis Avodim. Don't you think they would have been happy to leave under any circumstance? Don't you think that Klal Yisrael would have been happy to leave, even if it was a little bit hot, even if it was a little bit cold, even if it was a little bit muddy? The Teretz says it's true that Klal Yisrael would have wanted to leave no matter what. But the Rebbeinu Shleilim displayed his tremendous love and devotion and caring for Klal Yisrael to take care of every single detail of the ride. They left Mitzrayim on a beautiful spring day. The weather was perfect. Not too cold, not too hot, not too cold. No kvetching kids, no mud pies, no mud on the side of the road. Whenever we have a Shonim Uberes, what the Shonim Uberes is commemorating is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such tremendous love and devotion for Klal Yisrael that every detail is perfect. There's no detail which is too small for the Rebbeinu Shleilim to arrange and take care of us. We are the Avdei Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us to perfection. That's the message of the Shonim Uberes. That's the message, according to Rashi, that it's not halacha in the years. The years are lunar years, but Pesach has to take place in the spring. That every Pesach, when we go outside and we enjoy the beautiful Pesach, fresh weather, the birds chirping, the beautiful grass, the beautiful spring day, we have to remember the gevalt, chesed, and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, that all the details HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates to make just a perfect presentation for His Klal Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.